This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, the weekend is almost upon us, thank God, and it's time to think about stepping out on the town. And joining me now with some of his ideas for the weekend is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. Graham, always good to see you.
Great to see you too, Anthony.
So what's on the top of your list of picks for us today?
Well, first up is Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado, being performed at Lyric Stage Company through October 13th.
The Mikado. Now, I have to admit, I'm less familiar with The Mikado than a couple of other Gilbert and Sullivan musicals. So let's hear a clip. Here is Three Little Maids from the English National Opera's original cast recording.
Three little maids, all on merry, come from a lady's seminary, three from a genius taught in Lenny.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So, The Mikado, it's set in Japan. I know that much, right?
Yes, that's right. It's set in Japan, or at least a version of Japan as imagined by Victorian Englishmen. But the characters and political farce aim a little closer to home, taking aim at politicians and high society members from 19th century England, and also some contemporary American and even Bostonian figures, thanks to a few updates.
And Graham, I hear the Lyric has quite a cast for this production, including members of Opera Boston, right?
Well, that's right. So there's a couple folks in the ensemble, and notably David Kravitz is singing the role of Pooh-Bah, and local opera lovers certainly know him and will look forward to seeing him in this role. I remember seeing David Kravitz in a production of Mikado at Opera Theater St. Louis a couple years ago. So he's really a performer of great regard locally and nationally. So it's very exciting to see the Lyric Stage be able to engage him.
Great. So that's Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado at the Lyric Stage Company through October 13th. What's next on your list, Graham?
My next pick is the New England Aquarium's Wrecking Ball Party and After Party, taking place this Saturday night at 6 and 9 p.m., respectively.
A wrecking ball party sounds dangerous, and we're not talking about Bruce Springsteen's newest album.
No. So the New England Aquarium is embarking on a massive project to renovate their most iconic feature, the giant ocean tank. If you've ever been to the aquarium and gotten past the cuteness of the penguins at the entrance, you've certainly marveled at the giant ocean tank.
It's amazing. You see huge, all kinds of fish, including big sharks and sometimes even a scuba diver feeding them.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they've been renovating it from top to bottom to the tune of, $17 million over 10 months. The renovation kicked off earlier this month, but the Wrecking Ball Party on Saturday is celebrating this new initiative. So no actual wrecking balls involved, but plenty of food, drink, music, and unique views of New England sea creatures.
So any idea of what this new tank will look like?
Oh, sure. They've got some plans up on their website, and I know that the future version will have new viewing windows, easy ramp access, an expanded presentation area at the top, plus a redesigned coral reef, and of course, several new species of aquatic life.
So that's the New England Aquarium's Wrecking Ball Party and After Party happening this Saturday night at 6 p.m. and again at 9 p.m. So Graham, we have time for one more pick from you. What's it going to be?
It'll be the Intermezzo Chamber Opera's The Diva Monologues, which is being performed this Saturday and Sunday at the Modern Theater at Suffolk University. The show features three one-act, one-woman works: Jake Heggie's At the Statue of Venus with Kristen Watson, Hugo Weisgall's The Stronger with Jana Beatty, and Dominic Argento's Miss Havisham's Wedding Night with Barbara Kilduff.
Well, let's hear a clip from one of those performers, Graham. Here's Jana Beatty playing Laura Keene in the opera Our American Cousin back in 2008.
Quick, somebody, quick! Before it soaks, before it spreads.
And Graham, tell us a bit more about the Intermezzo Chamber Opera. And for that matter, tell us a little more about chamber opera.
Intermezzo is a small opera company filling a niche for New England opera lovers. There are some fantastic pieces written for just a few voices and instruments, which can be just as powerful when encountered in an intimate setting.
So that's the Intermezzo Chamber Opera performing The Diva Monologues this Saturday and Sunday at Suffolk's Modern Theater. So, Graham, before we say goodbye, I have a pick which is going to change the musical tempo just a bit. This is the great Cajun band all the way from Lafayette, Louisiana. It's called Beau Soleil with brothers Michael and David Doucette. This is their song, The Hurricane. And Beau Soleil will be playing at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge tomorrow night. I don't know if you know these guys, Graham, but they've been pumping out great foot-stomping Cajun and Zydeco music from Louisiana since 1975. They're still at it. They mix traditional Cajun with rock and roll, jazz, and blues. And they have a habit of blowing the roof off wherever they play, so it should be a lot of fun. So that's Beau Soleil at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge tomorrow night. Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
You can find more information about all of Graham's picks and mine at radioboston.org.